Unit 19. Your future. Page 133. 3. While you listen. Now you're talking.
So have you had any more thoughts about what you're going to do next year, then?
I don't know, really. I mean, I was thinking that it might be a good idea to do that art course I was telling you about. But it all depends on my results.
So what about France? Weren't you talking about going to Paris a while back?
Oh, for that French course? Well, I would still like to do it. But I just don't know if I can afford it.
Oh, I know what you mean. Money's always a problem, isn't it? I mean, what I'd really like to do next year is learn to drive and buy a car. But I'm not sure if I'll have the cash. The thing is, I'm just so sick of having to get buses everywhere.
Dreadful, aren't they? You wait half an hour and then three come along at the same time. So you're basically just going to be staying around here, just trying to save up some money then.
Yes, I suppose so. It depends, really. I mean, if I can find a good job, then I'll stick around. But otherwise, what I was thinking of doing eventually is going back to Glasgow.
Oh, right, because you grew up there, didn't you?
Yes, that's right, yes. So I suppose I do see myself ending up there eventually.
Yeah.
So assuming you do this art course, what do you see yourself doing after that, in the long term?
Oh, I don't know. No idea, really. I haven't thought that far ahead. I'll just take it as it comes and see what happens.
Just listen to us, Nick. We just sound so boring. Why don't we go off somewhere together this summer? You know, maybe, I don't know, work abroad for 6 months.
What? You mean picking grapes in France, that kind of thing?
Yeah, or I don't know, working in a hotel in Spain or...
Or going to Australia. If the Aussies can work over here, why can't we go and get a job over there?
Yeah, I'd love to do that. Where's the paper? What's the cheapest flight to Sydney?
Now you're talking.
Unit 19. Page 136. 2. While you read. Economical with the truth.
Dear Adam, hi. How are you doing? Hope everything's all right with you. I just thought I'd better write to let you know that I may not be able to come over and visit you in September like I said I would. The thing is, I've had to take a few weeks off recently because I've done something weird to my back. Also, as you know, I've got my end of school exams in June, and I can't really make any concrete plans until I know how I've done in them. So everything's a bit up in the air for me at the moment. Hopefully, everything will work out fine and I will be able to come and see you. But don't be too surprised if things fall through. By the way, I also wanted to ask you for a word of advice. Since I've been stuck at home a lot lately, I've been surfing the net quite a lot and spending a lot of time in various chat rooms. And basically, what's happened is I've fallen for this woman I met. Her online name is Foxy, and she sounds amazing. She's 22, blonde, and comes from Denmark. She's studying alternative medicine, and we get on like a house on fire. The problem is, though, I haven't been entirely honest with her. I told her I was 7 years older than I am, and said I was already working in a really well-paid job. I also told her I had my own apartment right in the centre of town. Anyway, to cut a long story short, I've stupidly arranged to meet up with her next week. I'm really dreading it now. What do you think I should do? Hope to hear from you very soon. All the best, Max.